This is Sports Today on 882 6PR.
Yeah, Brad and Carl for yeslines.com.au just before we talk to Ross Lyon. Stats for half house air conditioning and heating. Carl.
Hey, Barney, since 1987, when the game went national, you know a Victorian club has never won the premiership from outside the top two? Only three teams have done it from third, Brisbane and Sydney twice. Only two teams have done it from fourth, West Coast and Adelaide in 92 and 97. And only one team has done it from fifth, and that was Adelaide in 1998. Mm. So of all the premiers, not one Victorian team has been able to win the grand final outside of the top two. How's that?
Well, that's music to Ross Lyon's ears, because although Sydney, that's only Melbourne, is it?
No.
Hello, Ross.
G'day, Brad, Carl.
Hey, listen, before we talk their finals, and congratulations on a wonderful season, you've got your wish. You joked about it a few weeks ago. When are you getting Harley Bennell?
Who?
Harley Bennell.
I read that. Yeah, look, they can certainly play. I think at this stage he just needs a lot of support, doesn't he? And the press will come after him, won't they? That's what they do, so that's fine. And you put yourself out there. And he's obviously a young man under pressure, and you just hope everyone gets around him and supports him.
Well, jokingly, you said you'd take him. Would you still think he'd be in consideration now for that he is available?
Do you really think it's a front-of-the-mind focus for me at the minute?
No, no. I just thought, but you were instantaneous the other day. You were instantaneous the other day. You can think quick on your feet, you know, Ross.
Yeah, well, tonight's one of those nights I'm going a bit slower just thinking about the Swannies.
He just handball that to the blokes that do that job. Now, let's get on to the big job, the job this week. Now, mate, is everyone that you rested going to be available? That's the first question I want to know.
Well, I don't really know yet. Oh. I did a presser early today, so Fife's still got a few hoops to jump through. Who else is
Ballas, what about him?
He'll be fit and available. It's just whether we pick him, really. If not, he can play for Peel.
Yep.
So, yeah, Sutcliffe, that little bit of a shoulder, he's fine. It's going well. On the surface, anyone else? Oh, John Griffin's out. He's tweaked his hammy, so hopefully he'll be available for the next one. But that's about the size of it.
Who on the weekend impressed you out of Tabiner and perhaps Zach Clark? And are they the two names that figure prominently in to replace John O'Griffin, who would normally hold down that spot?
And Jack Hanneth, I think. And then or go without one of them. Do you know what I mean? Because Aaron basically does 90% anyway, doesn't he? So,
But you have liked to push him forward during the game. It's been good for you.
Yeah, I have. It has been good. But the rain might be coming. So no real preference, as I sit here today. I've got a bit of work to do on the form. It was obviously a different weekend. It was pretty hard to judge everyone. But, I need to see what the other coaches are thinking, really.
Michael Barlow spent more time in the midfield the last couple of weeks, and he's looked better in there. Is that the way you've seen it?
Yeah, I agree. He's been really good in there, hasn't he? He's probably a natural big inside mid. We've probably been spoiled for choice. But obviously with Nathan out and potentially out, it's a good look for him.
With Hayden, with his injury, he's been able to run, so you think he'd be up to the mark in that regard. I mean,
if he's not, someone will lose their job.
Yeah. would he qualify for maybe even being the sub?
Oh, look, there's three distinct options, isn't there? He plays as a sub, or he plays at Peel. But I'm no further down the track. I mean, they're not in today, so we'll train tomorrow. He's got a couple of sessions to get through, and I have learned anything can happen from in a short space of time.
Zach Dawson was a late withdrawal. He'll be okay?
Yeah, he was a bit sore in the groins, which wasn't ideal. We would have liked him to play. So, but, yeah, hopefully he should be fine.
Because if they've got those triple towers now, they're going all right.
Yeah.
Sam Reed seems to be finding a bit of the ball, and Tibbet seems to rediscover himself playing a little bit of ruck. And Buddy, well, you've always got to factor in Buddy, don't you? It doesn't matter what sort of form he's in.
No, they're formidable, aren't they? They've got a lot of talent in the front half. And in the midfield, obviously, on the surface, it seems like they copped a bit of a hit with Kieran Jack. But Nathan Gibbs, their doctor, we can work miracles, so who knows what he could produce to get him on the paddock. So, we're not discounting them. But at the end of the day, you're right. We've got to get our football right and play our best footy, because it doesn't matter how the opposition are playing. If you can't defend really well and compete and attack, you, not much is going to happen for you. So, look, we've worked really hard. We haven't been perfect all year, but it's a good sample size. Our best is very good, and we aim to play our best footy. And as I would imagine that the other club does, so the Swans. So it's going to be a tough gig.
The thing about Sydney is that, you know, we know that Mitchell, Hanbury and Kennedy are always prominent when it comes to getting the ball, but it's, I suppose, the lesser lights, Ross. It's how much of the slack they can pick up, and that's been a really efficient part of your team this year.
Yeah, I think everyone talks about weight and numbers and everyone contributing, because otherwise the load falls on too few. You're not going to win too many games. So we're not a small court, are we? We're 175 metres long, so and 100 plus metres wide. So you need everyone contributing, and you're right, that has been a strength, and it needs to continue in the same vein on the weekend.
Who gets Heaney, mate? Because he's just hit some form after breaking back into the team after a fairly lengthy period out with injury.
Yeah, I haven't thought about too much of them, really. I know he's a good player, and but yeah, I would trust him. He can go to a wing and a bit of midfield, but predominantly he's a front half player, isn't he? So look, I'd trust him to anyone of Ibbotson, Spur, Sheridan, Sutcliffe, Mzungu, those sort of guys.
Ross, I appear to be in the minority. I don't have a problem with it. Are you? Do you harbour any problems with the fact that people say, oh, Fremantle can't kick a winning score? Well, you don't necessarily have to kick a winning, too much of a winning score. You don't have to kick 15 or 17 goals in finals. You just got to make sure you outscore the opposition, don't you?
Well, you need to kick a winning score. Yeah, look, I think we'll get in the bouquets when we're basically kicking 100 points for 9 weeks. And I think it's a legitimate discussion, and it's worth talking about. There's no doubt about it, but we're pretty confident we can do what we did. But in saying that, you've got to get it done, don't you? But I think there's been some really good signs, and there's been a couple of games where we didn't kick over 100 points. It's got me shocked, really, like the opportunities and the entries. So, yeah, I think they're entitled to do that, and history says you need to score okay. So, but we're pretty confident we can do that.
Mate, it's though, you know, you go back to those 9 games, though. I mean, I know that you're able to score 100 points, but it was what you're able to do down back. I mean, you held West Coast to 12 goals. You let Port Adelaide only kick 10, Geelong only kick 10, and Sydney only kick 10, and that was one of your blocks of early games. So you were so efficient down back that, you know, 10 and 12 goals to the opposition, you're going to win more games than you're not.
Yeah, I think if you look at all the top four, their defences, I think Eagles are in the top four, aren't they? And the Swans are in the top four. I think they're the top four defences as well. I could be wrong, because I don't look at it that much. But
yep, you're right.
I mean, numbers are numbers, and we can all manipulate them to suit ourselves. But there's no doubt you need to have a balance. But when things aren't going well, you need to be able to dig in and defend as well. So I don't... Look, if I listened to all the noise in the commentary, I would have given up coaching a long time ago. So it's not what we're about. We're about working hard and working together and playing good, positive football. So, and that, those simple philosophies have stood us in pretty good stead. So, but, you know, proof's in the pudding, isn't it?
Yeah, there's only 18 points, say, separating Hawthorn, who have conceded the least, between yourselves, West Coast, Sydney and Richmond when it comes to points against. So there's not much of a differential there.
Yeah, look, I'm not interested in numbers. So it doesn't occupy me, no. To be truthful.
But, I mean, that was the point I was making. I mean, you know, if you hold the opposition to 10 or 12 goals, you know you're going to be in pretty much every game of AFL footy.
Well, you're going to be thereabouts, but, geez, I've been in the grand final. We had 56 entries. We had plus 15 in 09, so, and more shots, but you don't win. But that's just life, mate. You move on. So, but I don't live in the past. I don't live by numbers. I live, footy games are won by men, flesh, blood and spirit. They're not won by champion data people sitting in the back room. It doesn't work like that.
Ross, you rested a few guys on the weekend. Did they do just that, or did they have a training session together? I know you'll see them tomorrow, and if so, have you had any discussions with any of them, and do they feel, you know, pepped up and ready to go?
No. It's significantly different to the bye, because what happens to the bye is they can smell a 5-day break, and they book holidays and go everywhere, and they get put on a maintenance program, and the last thing they think about is footy. So what you do in this week is their arousal levels are high. They know the finals are coming. They make all the right choices, and they continue to train, and they did football on Saturday. So they're right on the cusp, Bill, but they just don't come in better than Bruce. So it's a significant difference. We would expect that they pop a bit. But again, I mean, These jobs are about putting yourself on the line. Teams and individuals put themselves on the line and make decisions and do things. And if it works, you get put up on a pedestal. If it doesn't, you get whacked. But we're really comfortable in that space. We're really happy to put ourselves out there and have a go. So we'll see what happens.
On a lighter note, mate, if their arousal levels are high, keep them away from their partners and girlfriends, will you? Because weak legs, Ross, if that sort of thing goes on.
Yeah, okay, no worries. Well, we can go as low as we like, but I know you're better than that, Brad.
No, that's all right, mate. Thanks for your time. Really appreciate it. All right. Really looking forward to Saturday afternoon.
Thank you. Yeah, we all are.